I'm sorry that due to a technical problem this morning, we can only deliver the last 20 minutes of our service. We join Shuna as she talks about those who, due to a change in circumstances, have to turn to the local food banks.
Through a change in circumstances, that providing for our family in a society where so many appear to have more than they need takes them to the food bank for help and support. And yet God has provided a world with plenty. And the challenge for us with more than enough is to find it in our hearts a willingness to share, whether that be through donating to charities that work in some of the poorest parts of the world, or by donating some of our plenty to the local food banks. This harvest, we have the opportunity to do both, and I've already spoken about how we might help our local food banks. But this harvest, we're also supporting Christian Aid again and the garden project that they are working on in Zambia. And I just want to read to you some of the information that they've provided about this project. They write in their information sheet, the majority of Zambian farmers are small holdings where women tend to do most of the farming work. The women who are overwhelmed with a massive workload within the household and on the farm have very little autonomy over their own lives due to a lack of economic power, limited business skills, few financial resources, and limited access to markets. Women whose small earnings are often the only source of income for their families find it particularly difficult to sell their produce because they are less trusted within their communities and at the markets. As a result of this combination of factors, the majority of small rural holdings are informal, home-based and owner-operated, without a secure income and with limited potential for growth. And so Christian Aid and its partners have launched a project called Making Agriculture a Business, which aims to transform small-scale farmers into champions of economic development. Alongside the main area of work, which is making agriculture a business, Christian Aid Scotland supporters can invest in a complementary project called the Market Garden. The Market Garden will be a community-inspired initiative which supports women and disabled farmers to ensure that their produce makes a profit. This might mean implementing such improvements as solar-charged or drip irrigation to improve crop growth, developing local cooperatives, trialling new crops or diversifying income through poultry rearing. Lots of different things that this project will be able to do. Zambia's economic growth in the past few years has not been translated into improvement in people's lives overall. Due to the absence of medium-sized agricultural businesses, there's a huge gap in terms of productivity between the large businesses and the small-scale subsistence farming upon which most people in Zambia depend. And so the Making Agriculture a Business and the Market Garden project will help unlock the potential for small farms to thrive through better linkages, the value chain and negotiation skills for the small-scale farmers and entrepreneurs. And so the aim of the project is to create an environment for greater economic opportunities for small-scale farmers, particularly women and those with disabilities, to improve access to markets through better trading channels and effective cooperatives, and to focus on specific needs, with the small groups and individuals in order to improve the profitability of their harvest. And the impact of the Market Garden project in particular will help more women and vulnerable people to improve their farming practices by complementing the outputs of the other project, the Making Agriculture a Business. And it's hoped that 4,000 farmers will benefit directly from training and improved market opportunities, and that an entrepreneurial environment and business-enabling culture will be created which encourages sustainable livelihoods, for small-scale farmers. And so it was our Christian Aid groups here in the church's aim was to raise a certain amount. Could somebody remind, was it £3,000? Was that the total you were aiming? £1,000. All right, by December 2020, for the Market Garden project, it was to raise £1,000. But you're well on your way.
We've got £849 at
the. This is specifically for this project, as well as the other more general work that that they do. So if you are staying for your lunch, and you are going to stay and maybe buy some of the fresh produce that's here, hopefully you'll think about that information that I've just shared with you, and you'll be able to feel able to give generously to help support this fantastic project. One of the key things I always think, and it relates to our reading we heard this morning, is that we are encouraged by Jesus to trust God to provide. And for us that have plenty, that's easy, because we can open our cupboards and see that there's plenty there. I'm a great believer that God uses us to answer prayer. By giving generously from our plenty, we answer the prayers of others. And we live out the gospel message, because our generosity is another's trust in God that God will provide. Amen. We continue our worship this time through our offering. Let us pray. Lord God, we have gathered here this morning to celebrate our harvest, to think about the full cupboards that we might have, and to think about to those who might be struggling. And so, Lord, we bring you our offering, that it might show something of our love for you and for those who might benefit from this in the work of the church here and abroad. And so we dedicate this money and us to you again in service. Amen. Now, you might have noticed our orchestra has a new member. And I think she's sounding quite good, Andrew, isn't she?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the whole section.
Sonia was asked if she might consider getting her cello out and coming and joining the orchestra. And she said, but it's how many years since she last played? 30 years since she last played. I think she deserves a wee round of applause because she's sounding marvellous. And that was just a wee hint to any of you who are sitting out there who maybe haven't played your musical instrument for about 30 years, who might think about joining the orchestra on another occasion. I'm sure Andrew and the rest would make you very, very welcome. Wouldn't you? That'd be true? Yeah, yeah. So if you do play any instrument, you'd be made to feel very, very welcome. So maybe give it some thought. And Sonia has just been a great example of someone who's willing to give it a go and sounded quite fantastic. Well done. We're going to sing again, and this time our hymn is 143, Who Put the Colours in the Rainbow? Let's come once more to God in prayer. We pray for those whose lives are caught up with your creation, Lord, and who work with you in tending and nurturing it. Those who even now suffer as a result of the crisis in our countryside, those afraid for their future, those struggling to survive, all whose livelihood and existence is under threat. May they know your presence and be conscious of the help that you bring. Through both, may they find hope for their future. We pray for the hungry and homeless, the broken and bereaved, for all for whom this day brings sadness and little joy, for the lonely and the helpless, for those whose hope has been shattered and their faith destroyed, for the struggling and the oppressed, for those without power to negotiate or bargain, for all whose work goes unrewarded, whose produce is undervalued, for all who feel unwanted, believing their skills are no longer needed, for all who struggle to change the system, striving for justice and fair trade, trying to overcome political blindness and public insensitivity, for all who influence our thinking, our buying and consuming, for all who formulate policy and manage the market, for fairness and compassion in all walks of life, for responsible stewardship in using of our world, for sustainable consumption as well as production, for care for creation and compassion for each other. Lord, may your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Our closing hymn this morning is 149, Let all creation dance. May the blessing of the God who cycles the seasons and swells the grain go with us. May the blessing of the Son who harvests and kneads and breaks the bread go with us. May the blessing of the Spirit who challenges us to a just sharing of earth's harvest go with us, now and into the week ahead and always.